Good morning. Today is Monday, September 14th, the 25th day of Elul. We are continuing in the third chapter of Mesilas Yesharim, page 60 in the Art Scroll, paragraph beginning V'hataos Hashnia. Second mistake. He says this world, Olam Hazeh, is compared to night, to darkness. And he says there are two types of mistakes one makes when confronting the darkness. Number one, the darkness hides things. There are certain things you just don't see. You don't see a stumbling block in front of you. You don't see certain things. But there's another mistake. When it's dark, sometimes you see something, but you mistake it for something else. You don't see it. The night doesn't only hide sorts things. It says, Mesilas Yesharim v'hataos hashnia, the second error which the darkness causes, v'hi kasha min harishana. This is even worse than the first. Hi shemate'e riyasam ad sheroim hara ki'ilu mamash tov v'ki'ilu ra. It confuses you until it distorts things, and you see bad as good and good as bad. Mitoch kach, mischazkim u'machzikim ma'aseh ha'ra'im. And because of this, you think that a certain course of action is good, even though it's bad, and you do it more because you think it's good. But you're really misguided because the darkness obscures. Ki ein day shechasera mehem riyas ha'emes liros harasho neged p'neim, ela shinir el lahem limtso ra'ayos gedolos, v'nisyonos mochichim l'svaroseim haros l'deoseim hakosvos. What you do is you try to justify this course of action because you think it's good, and therefore you invest a lot of time and energy to show that your theories and your opinions are correct. And he says this is even worse than if a person makes a mistake and he falls and he stumbles and he trips and he didn't see it coming. Zosi hara hagidola hamelapavtam umviasam alber shachas. He says, this is the type of evil, the type of mistake, in his words, that wraps around them and brings them to the pit of destruction. Again, because you don't even realize you're investing energy in pursuing this course of action and investing in this type of action and doing more of this because you think it's good. And really, every time you do it, you are getting further and further into the pit of destruction, as he words it. And this is what the Pasuk says, Hashmen lev ha'amazev ha'aznam ha'chbed ve'enav hasha pen v'gomer. Pasuk in Yeshayahu, this nation is fattening its heart, hardening its ears, and sealing its eyes, lest it see with its eyes, hear with its ears, and understand with its heart, so that it will repent and be healed. This is the concept. He quoted this Pasuk in his Hakdama. This is talking about cognitive dissonance, where you just don't see what's right in front of you. V'chol zem ipnei ha'yosam tachas ha'choshech v'ushim heima tachas memshalas Yitzram. Because a person is under the oppression of darkness, subdued under the rule of their evil inclination. So what do you do? Is there any hope? Right? We live in a world of darkness. Darkness makes us hide things. We don't see certain things that trip us up. But darkness also obscures things. And we don't see things clearly. So is there any hope for us? Says Mesilas Yesharim, yes, people who have already escaped the shackles of the Yetzer Hara, they can see things clearly, and they can give us advice. Hala Mazeh Doma, very famous Mashal Mesilas Yesharim, is this compared to Legan HaMevucha. He says, this is like a garden maze. Hugan HaNatua Litzchok. This is the type of garden that is planted really for amusement. V'hayadua Etzel HaSarim. It's popular among the nobility. Shanatios HaSuyos Kisalim Kisalim. The plants are arranged like walls, ubeneihem shvilim rabim nivochim u'ma'uravim, and there are many confusing and interconnected paths, like a maze. Kulam domim zelazen, they all look alike when you're in the middle. Vatachlis bamu la'agia la'achsadra achash b'amtzam, and the goal is to reach a single pavilion in the center. Anum hashvilim ha'ele mehem yisharim u'magim b'ames al'achsadra. Some of the paths lead to that pavilion, that's the goal. Umehem mashgim asadam marchikim asamimena. And some mislead the person and take him farther away from the pavilion. When you're in the middle of this maze, there is no way, or it's virtually impossible, to know what's the right path and what's the wrong path. What is a path that's going to take you to the goal, towards your goal? And what's a path that's going to be a dead end or take you further away from your goal? They all look the same. There's no way to distinguish. The only way to know is if you've been there before. Who sees clearly? Somebody who's already at the pavilion, and he has a bird's eye view, and he knows what is the right path and what is the wrong path. V'hu yuchala asiras ahochim bam lomar zeh aderech luchuvo. And he can guide, and he can say, this is the right path. If you trust him, you will get to the goal. Somebody who doesn't trust that person who's been there before, and he just wants to follow his own intuition, his own knowledge, what he sees, we know that he will not reach the goal. Somebody who does not control his Yetzirah, who besoch hashvilim, all the paths look the same, because the darkness obscures. Lo yuchal avchin meinam. He doesn't necessarily see the difference between good and bad. Achamoshlim biyitzram shekvar higiul achsadra. Those who rule over their Yetzirah, who already reached the pavilion, shekvar yatzu min hashvilim barau kol adrachim leinam beveror, hem yecholim liyaetz lemishi yartzeh lishma. They can give us advice. And we must trust them. Let's believe in them and listen to their guidance. And what is their advice? Bo cheshbon. They say, bo cheshbon. Take an accounting. Analyze. Think about your life and your actions. Bo nechashev cheshbon shel olam. Ki kvar heim nisu v'ro v'yadu. Shezeh levadu haderech hamiti lagi adam alatov asher mevakesh v'lozu laseh. They say, this is the one etzah. This is the one strategy that will get you to your goal. Klalo shel davar. Summarizing. Zahiros means a person must think and analyze and contemplate at all times when he's alone. What is the true path according to the Torah that a person should walk on? And afterwards, a person should contemplate more specifically, are my actions in line with that thinking, with those goals? And by doing this, it will be much easier to purify yourself from all bad and to straighten your path in life. And it says, let us search and examine our ways and return to Hashem, something extremely important all the time, but especially in El. That is the end of Parak Gimel. We will stop for today.